Salt.
Hey, you, pass the salt.
You know why it's disintegrating? Because we're jellyfish.
Pass the salt, will you?
Pass the salt.
Pass the salt, amigo.
It's time.
I think they could give us a new name. I believe we are Evan Jellyfish.
Hey, will you pass the salt?
Pass the salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
Pass the salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed in this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a Coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
Hey friends, I know it's been 2 years ago, and I know people want us to forget and move on, and I know that there's distractions everywhere we look. Coach Dave Dobenmeyer, Pass the Salt, Coach Dave Live. But I'm not going to forget January 6th, and I'm not going to forget the real story of what happened on that day. I don't care how many balloons they send over telling us it's the Chinese. I don't care how much of a virus they plant and tell us that it's all natural. The truth of the matter, folks, there's a lot of bait and switch going on, okay? Now, I'm not going to talk about the balloon today, but we are going to talk with my friend David Summerall regarding January 6th. Say, Coach, you still talking about that? Oh, yeah. I'm still talking about that because there are guys still in jail. The truth still has not been told about exactly what happened. And if there's anybody who knows really what's going on behind the scenes, it would be David Summerall at stophate.org. And David's joining us here today. Call a friend, tell them to tune in if they don't want to know what really happened. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Dr. Steve Hotze. Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Are you fed up with your doctor giving you drugs simply to mask your symptoms rather than treating the cause? As you age, I believe you should be brimming with energy, vitality, and enthusiasm for life. The Hotze Health and Wellness Center treats individuals from all over the country and world in an environment of extraordinary hospitality. We specialize in the treatment of allergies, yeast, replenishing natural hormones, vitamin and mineral supplementation, and a healthy eating lifestyle, all of which boost your immune system, increase your energy level, and your health span. If you'd like to obtain and maintain health and wellness naturally without pharmaceutical drugs, then contact one of our wellness consultants today at 281-698-8698 or visit HOTZHWC.com and request a free copy of my best-selling book, Hormones, Health, and Happiness.
So guys, whether you're a content creator or if you're somebody that just wants to get the real truth, the real news, you need to check out Brody on TV. I'm a guy that's making content all the time, and guess what? YouTube's canceled me, Instagram censored me, and Facebook shadow banned me. And I'm sure you're aware of the censorship taking place. So if you want to get away from that, go to Brody on TV and check them out. That's where we need to grow in this parallel economy.
If you don't want to eat GMOs and pesticides in your storable food, choose organic, lab-tested storable food solutions from the Health Ranger store. We are the only emergency food manufacturer in the world that subjects each of our ingredients to rigorous laboratory testing that covers herbicides, heavy metals, aflatoxins, identity testing, and bacteria tests, including E. coli, salmonella, yeast, and mold. At healthrangerstore.com, you'll find certified organic, lab-tested, freeze-dried fruits, microalgae superfoods, protein powders, and supplements. We offer emergency first aid colloidal silver products made with Texas rainwater, and our Ranger buckets feature an impressive assortment of organic storable food items professionally vacuum sealed in heavy-duty bags that are stacked in rugged buckets for long-term storage. Check out our preparedness foods, supplements, personal care, and emergency first aid products at healthrangerstore.com.
Hey, I'm General Mike.
Hey, welcome back there, friends. And, you know, I'm not gonna let it lie because I happen to be one of those guys who journeyed. I was there on January 6th, took my wife with me. In fact, took a lot of my friends. We all went there and we went to do what the First Amendment of the Constitution guarantees us the right to be able to do, and that is to peaceably assemble, to redress our petition the government for a redress of our grievances. And the lies that they've told about what happened that day, as I said over and over and over, I'm proud that I went there on January 6th. I'm proud of the people that I was hanging around and the patriotic nature of everything that was going on, and that there was some infiltration, whatever. At some point, maybe we'll find out exactly what happened that turned the tide. But I'm going to tell you that those of us who went there carrying the weapons of the Appeal to Heaven flag and the American flag and Trump flag, to somehow see those of us who were doing that be turned into insurrectionists and criminals, we can never just let that go. Because that narrative still continues to this day. And dare I say it, believed mostly by Christians who should know better. Christians who should know better. And David Summerall, that's one of the things that I've thought about when I come back, is the number of people who believe the government narrative, the clearly government fake narrative, and that we're not able to move the ball forward because those who are on our team don't even have the story straight. So I've got David Summerall from StopHate.com. They've done a lot of videos. They've been at the cutting edge of what's going on, and the prisoners and their help and all that kind of stuff. And I thought it was time after a couple weeks ago when I was there on January 6th, again this year on the 2-year anniversary, I thought it's a time maybe to revisit some of these things, because there's been a lot of water go under the dam or over the dam since then, and some more revelations about what happened. And the truth is slowly but surely eking out. And so I thought it'd be best to get David on, let him explain exactly what's going on. So David, God bless you. Thanks for coming back. Thanks for all you do. And are we winning? Are we losing? What the heck's happening with all those guys in jail, Dave?
We're always winning, man. It just takes longer than we think, you know, and it's not always the path we want to take. We want the least resistance, the fastest. We want the microwave society we've been programmed into. This one takes a while, and it's just not an easy journey, and it's quite painful for so many people. But, you know, at this point, I believe it's necessary, you know, for us to understand what we were losing, what we are losing, what we have lost. You know, I gave a speech a couple of weeks ago, and I like to tell people, if you think you have freedom, go ask a J6er, you know, go ask what it's like to be, you know, wondering every single day if they're going to come to your house at 6 a.m. and throw grenades in your yard and scare your neighbors and hold your family at gunpoint, if they're going to, you know, exact their revenge and take their pound of flesh. Because this is what we live with on the daily, and that's literally the definition of terrorism, you know, and that's what our government's doing to these people. And it
has, David, I don't know how it is with you. I tell everybody, I don't go to bed at night ever wondering if tomorrow's going to be the day that they're going to pull into my driveway as well. They did it to a pastor friend of mine about 2 or 3 months ago now. He's been charged and died, all that stuff that's going on, and he's just a God-fearing man of God. They have a street preaching out in front of it. And there before the grace of God go us, I guess, right now, huh, Dave? So the gulag is still full of a lot of innocent men. A lot of our government officials aren't doing anything about it. Our elected Republican officials aren't speaking out against these guys who aren't even getting a simple, right to a speedy trial, the constitutional rights. Is there anything we can do, David? What I mean, I know you're doing. What can the average person do to, boy, do something against this injustice?
It's the biggest awareness program on the history of mankind for us to get the truth out about this. This is the biggest turning point for people, and they don't even know it, you know, and it's not about the right. It's about the people. And if you don't understand that, then just say anything out in public against this government, against anything. Look, the people that went to the school board meetings and said, we don't like CRT. The same FBI came banging on their door. That's where we are in history, in the moment. And people really, you know, we always say, got to wake people up. And unfortunately, they don't want to wake up until they want to. And unfortunately, this situation, it will be too late for them. When the FBI knocks on your door to take you away, you're in the system, you're done. And that's it. And then you have to ride it out like everybody else is having to do right now. And the speedy trial stuff. So in the beginning, if your lawyer says it's in your best interest to sign off on your speedy trial rights because the government's going to pound you, they've got all this mountain of evidence, so sign off on that and let's work with them so we can get you the best deal. It's scare tactics. They've been doing it to people in other communities for years, stack a bunch of charges up, and then bring it down to say, look, we'll give you a little misdemeanor for parading or picketing or trespassing, and they still get a win. So what's happened with these death cases, Coach, and I want people to really understand, they've been distracted by so many things. The 14,000 hours, Ray Epps, your group, me, everybody is a distraction from the murders, the deaths. And when you take the Ashley Babbitt story, you know, everybody kind of knew that she died, but they kind of thought she might have been in the wrong. We'll take the Roseanne Boylan story. They said she died of a drug overdose, but that's not what the video shows. And we're just trying to get someone and everyone, the people, but someone in the representation department to say that's not a drug overdose. That's either CS gassed and or beaten by Metro PD, Lila Morse. We've got it on video. 12 of the 20 guys in DC right now witnessed that event. They tried to save people around the police. They were pulling folks off the pile. You know, Jake Lang, great example. And they've pushed his case back till 24. So what's going to happen is they'll finally get around to Jake Lang. And they'll say, okay, well, maybe there was a wrongful kind of death situation. Maybe we overreacted. But look, we've already got 500 people that said they're guilty. So we're just going to go ahead. This is how it works, folks. And the other day we had that pinhead, I can't think of his name, one of the representatives, and he said that January 6th led to the death of five officers. And he was real careful in his wording. He didn't say it led to it that day, because no police died that day.
No.
They died later. Like Sicknick died the next day. Four other policemen supposedly had committed suicide. That doesn't look like what really happened to a couple of them, but that needs to all be investigated as well. But for him to say that and frame it, what he's trying to do is take those five policemen and make it into the five real deaths, the four that were murdered that day, the protesters that were killed by police, and then Officer Sicknick would be number five that passed away the next day. So we've got literally witnesses and testimony from people around all these murder scenes. And I have to make a retraction. Benjamin Phillips, we have not found where he was actively hit with a grenade. He actually collapsed before the grenades started. So we're trying to backtrack even further and find him in more film to see if he was ever sprayed, see if something might have instigated that. His hands were not in his pockets, so I don't believe that he tased himself or anything like that. I'm not saying it's without, you know, with outside the realm of possibilities anything is, but that's the reason for investigation. We know Kevin Greeson from witnesses, the people that gave him CPR, the people that carried his body. And I think that's one of the videos we'll show here that shows the rocket, the launchers, the 40 millimeter launchers that shoot these big projectiles. They're not made to shoot at people, but we're going to show the police shooting them at people. And that's really against the rules. They weren't even authorized to use those munitions. And
so, David,
and
it takes
non-lethal and makes it lethal. You know, you can't
Let's make this really clear so that people understand this, because, again, my friends still don't get this, folks. Yeah. Look, the only people who died on January 6th were people who showed up to peacefully protest and were killed by some type of government action. That's what caused their death. And the idea that anybody carrying a flag or a MAGA flag or whatever, anyone carrying a Bible showed up at January 6th and police officers died as a result of that, David, that is a flat out untruth lie. No truth to that at all. Yet they continue to promote that lie. I've got a video I can show here in just a second about the exact same thing. But those of us who went to January 6th know that we kind of walked into a trap. As I was walking down the Constitution Avenue, I'm walking down there and I see what's going on up ahead of me and people are climbing around. I had no idea. I'm walking into something where tear gas is going to be shot at me. Got grenade launcher, not hand grenade, but dispersion grenades are launched.
That's right.
Nobody had any idea that they were doing that. And David, as you walk into that stuff and all of a sudden that stuff's blowing up around you, what happens inside the heart of a guy? You get ticked off, don't you?
Wait
a minute, what the heck? My own government shooting at me here? So a lot of stuff like that happened, and the government instigated the anger from the people.
One of my favorite videos that came out just immediately after January 6th was this black gentleman that was down in the crowd, and it was a public video, and I'll have to go back and see if I can find it, but the grenades just started, and he turned around from the front, turned around and looked back and said, "Get the women and kids out of here." So in other words, what that is a fight or flight. You've just activated all these men to say, "You just attacked our wives and children. If you're going to do that kind of stuff, girls, get in the back. We're going to take care of this. That's not what they showed up for. But when someone walks up and punches you in the face, are you just going to turn around? You know, I'm just here. Don't do it again. Don't do it again. No, that's not the way that, look, we're not the people that flight in the first place. We're the people that showed up in D.C. at the right place at the right time to do the right thing. We didn't go for violence, or we would have taken tools of violence with us. We didn't do that. And that's the cut and dry. That's the bottom line. The four people that died were at the hand of or a result of police action or negligence, even Officer Sicknick. And Trump was impeached over that. They said that he led an insurgency that led to the death of an officer. And that's a bold-faced lie as well. And yet nobody questions it. None of the politicians say, hey, let's retract all that, because that's what needs to happen.
That is what needs to happen. The truth needs to get out, and that's what we're working every day to try to do. If we could, real quick there, Mr. Producer, David sent us a video. Let's go ahead and play that one. I think he got it. Sorry, Mr. Producer, if I don't play this. So we can, folks, so you can really get a feel for what happened that day when you're in the crowd. Again, listen, there were a million people there, and we marched to the Capitol, and all of a sudden, these flashbang grenades are going on around us. What the heck? What is going on? And nobody has any idea. That was a Twitter vid. Yes, sir, it was a Twitter vid. You can pull that one up. And it says that the cops instigated it, which, David, they did. The police instigated this whole thing.
Oh, listen, we've got so much on video from this. AJ Fisher put this with Investigate J6. He's one of the defendants, actually. He's a J6er himself. He works with StopHate.com as well to do investigations and videos. He puts this one together. There's a little language, but it just shows what the police did to the crowd. And you'll notice when this guy's shooting his weapon, he's not shooting it at the people at the front of the crowd that are standing there going, hey, man, stop what you're doing. Stop what you're doing. He's shooting over their heads into a peaceful crowd. And there's so much video on our social media. You can go and see these people standing here before any of the grenades start. And they're standing there just looking around. And when this starts, there's a change in the air. There's a change in the mood. There's a change in the attitude. And the police instigated for over an hour. They attacked us. They shot us. The guy got the hole in the face with a rubber bullet. Everything. That was in the first 7 minutes. And that happened for an hour before they even declared it a riot zone. So that means the police attacked the people that long.
They created the riot. Now, folks, this is a clip that David's put together. I want you to be able to see that the peaceful protesters are there, and they are attacked by the police. Go ahead and play that, Mr. Producer. Watch that guy, the bald head. Watch his face. Just shooting at random into the crowd. Look at that. Ignore the language that's coming up, folks. Sorry about some language.
There's not a lot of crowd movement, and yet they're shooting stuff into it.
Folks, you have to be there. Yeah, look at this picture. Shows how far back the crowd is, and they're randomly shooting these flashbang grenades into these peaceful folks who've just walked to the Capitol. That's all they've done. Now, part of this was, I believe, David, you can stop that, Mr. Producer. Part of it was to instigate, to anger up the crowd so that they would, in fact, hey, folks, somebody shoots a flashbang grenade and it hits your wife. What does that do to you, right? And so,
listen, go ahead. I've got EMT reports, the radio traffic. They did their own little documentary to brag. And it even says that, you know, people, there's a report of one victim who was hit in the face with a grenade, teeth missing. I mean, it's all in the ear and in the voice of these EMT dispatchers and radio traffic. And one lady with lacerations on her arm and her head, but the bleeding has been controlled. How do you get lacerations on your arm and your head? All these head traumas and teeth and eye gouges, all by the police. And listen, now you're hearing all these politicians say, well, the Capitol Police, they woefully fell down on their job. They did a horrible thing. It's not the Capitol Police so much, man. They were overwhelmed and tricked and duped, didn't get all the intel. Now, I'm not saying they didn't do anything wrong, but it's the Metro PD. They were the bully. They were the strong arm. They came in and did horrible things. I mean, Lila Morris is Metro PD. She's the one that beat on Roseanne's body. So, you know, all these things add up. And there's a bait and switch going on in the public, and it takes us so long to catch up and see what's really going on. And all these diversions and attacks, and then attacks within our own groups. You know, that's what makes me the saddest, is to see the jockeying for position, like any of that really matters. It's about the truth. And the sad thing is most of these people are cutting off the spout and making it drip out. You know, we've had this information for, you know, almost 2 years, and we've been screaming it at people. And yet, you know, our movies don't get the million views. They get a couple of 100,000 or 80,000. And I don't understand the level of shadow banning and censorship. It's up to people in that awareness program for us to tell these stories and tell our neighbors and tell our friends and buy that prisoner's book and share that with your library and do things like that to really, you know, sew this into the fabric of our country, brother, because that's this Patriots Day is what makes them mad, because there are people that were proud of being there that didn't go for evil or nefarious things. We went to do the right thing and were attacked literally by the police. So when we claim pride in that and say, look, we could have wiped them all out if we wanted to. That was never our plan, or that's how it would have gone down. And that's not what we went for. And so to take pride in that is really what drives the left and any politician insane, because I am proud. There were more people there for that than any other thing that I'm aware of. It was a beautiful sight. The ellipse was nice. The march was great. Everybody at the Capitol was a sight to behold. But if you knew what was going on, you know, in the east side where the pastor was completely different than the west side.
Amen. Amen.
There's two sides to every story. Two sides to that building, four sides. So there's a lot to go through.
And David, if we would understand this, first of all, we have the constitutional right to peaceably assemble to petition our government for redress of grievances.
Right.
And I see, as we're removed here now 2 years, that we're not even getting much help from the Republicans on this whole issue, folks. And I'm just going to throw this out, David, just kind of see what you think about it. This whole idea of a stolen election, David, I don't think our elections have been honest for quite a while. I think both political parties are involved in the charade of the election. So the last thing that some of the Republicans, not all of them, and not every Democrat's wicked, but the reality of it is they don't really want to have this thing investigated and uncovered, because we might find out there's been some real shenanigans going on for quite a while involving the fact that all of those guys elected, they seem to get elected over and over and over and over. Is it any wonder why there might be some suspicion as to whether our elections have been free? What do you think about that, Dave?
So here's the question. I totally agree about the elections. I've got a book over there on my shelf from 2006, I think, called Hacked, the Electronic Lies and Theft of Our Elections in the U.S. So it's an old thing, and Cruz is guilty of it. Even during the runoff with Trump, Trump said there was election fraud involved with Cruz. I mean, you got to look back and see these things, but I can guarantee you everything's a lie. You know, the Roseanne Boylan story to be squelched this long by both sides. I have to ask people, have you seen the video of Roseanne Boylan? And then they say yes. And I said, does that look like a drug overdose to you? And then it allows me to revisit them and say, did you report that as a murder? Did you report that as anything other than a drug overdose? Because it's obviously not a drug overdose. That's not what one looks like. So then they're responsible. It's called 18 U.S. Code, subsection 4, misprision of felonies. If you know about a felony cognizable by the court and don't report it as soon as possible, you go to jail for 3 years. So maybe that's what they're all worried about. They knew these weren't random, accidental, natural causes or drug overdoses, and they've been hiding it with their friends. And now they know if it's exposed, all Congress, all Senate, all governors, AGs, FBIs, all these attorneys, all these people need to go to jail because they knew bad things happened and didn't report them as such and misled the American people for 2 years now to intentionally divide us and to make us fight each other in war and not trust each other. And that's the criminal part of it. That's what people don't understand. It's not about Trump. It's not about the right. Yeah. It's about the people and the travesty in our misjustice system, because you can't hold people like these people have not had a trial yet. It's not like they're sitting in jail for doing something. That's one thing. These people have not had their trials yet. Jake Lang won't see his till 24. That's a long time to sit and wait to push a murder story back that much further until this guy has.
So if he's found innocent, he will have already spent 3 years in jail for something that he did not do. Folks, do you understand this? Do you understand the two-card Monty that they're playing on us? But Dave, when we come back, we're gonna show the Roseanne Boylan video. We're gonna show my friend Pastor Bill Dunphy being arrested there. But isn't the message, David, as I've looked back over this thing, and the fact that I went back there again 2 years later, just a month ago, was at the Supreme Court again, isn't the message, don't come here? You gripe and moan all you want to, but don't you bring it here to Washington, D.C. And the fact of the matter is, as my Pastor Bill Dunphy buddy says, listen, if I can't go to where our elected officials are, how do you redress them? Well, how do you get any redress if you can't go to where they are? And so what they've tried to do is they want to make sure that David Summerall and Coach Dave never think about coming back to Washington, D.C. again. Mr. Producer, if you could, throw up stophate.com, .org, is it .org?
No, .com.
.com. Throw that up there so people can, you can, folks on your own when we go to break or whatever, later on, you can go to that website because there's all kinds of great stuff. David, real quick, I've got about a minute. What would you direct them to specifically on the website for some good information?
StopHate.com/J6. It has all the calls to action, whatever your gift and talent is, that writing letters, getting a prayer group, send funds, contact your senator, Congress. All these things are available as calls to action on StopHate.com/J6. We just encourage somebody to adopt, you know, the people from your state, make sure their commissaries are taken care of. There's a lot of groups out here from, you know, the book group to the Mail Project to the relief program that want to help these folks, and they need your help to do that. So just reach
David,
out.
David, can you imagine if you were sitting in there before the great, my little granddaughter, she wanted to come down and get her face in there. So I let her come down there, say hi, baby, say hi. Well, can you imagine her being for 2 years without her grandpa? Because that's happening, isn't it, David?
Oh, man.
2 years, those people haven't seen their family.
We've gotten letters back from these kids, don't recognize their dad. They say, get dad's picture out again. I can't remember what he looks like.
Hey, we got to run. We'll be right back on the other side. We're going to show you the video of Roseanne being killed. We'll be right back.
I just want to encourage everybody out there to go to Brighty On TV. Brighty On is awesome. It's unapologetic. It's all about the truth. They have a great group of hosts, and their cast and their team is wonderful. Get out there and watch Brighty On TV. It is where you're going to discover the truth.
The Kelly Key easily converts your AR rifle to bolt action, allowing you to keep the rifle you love in assault weapon jurisdictions. The Kelly Key is a true fast drop-in solution. No permanent changes to your rifle. Import, transport, own, and have fun with your AR. Why the Kelly Key? Because a bolt action is not an assault weapon. Stay future ready from gun bans with the Kelly Key. The Kelly Key also lets you quickly and easily build your ideal hunting rifle, lets you build the quietest suppressed rifle, and benefits your long-range precision shooting. Available now at KellyKey.com with free shipping.
At the Brighty On store, we offer a variety of colloidal silver solutions that we make in Texas using Texas rainwater and specialized circuitry that I personally designed to produce silver ions in purified rainwater. We have a colloidal silver extra strength spray, a silver-based first aid gel, as well as a colloidal silver herbal mouthwash solution that people just rave about. Each one of these is subjected to our rigorous laboratory testing for metals, glyphosate, and microbiology in order to ensure product purity and safety for your health. We manufacture our own silver products right in the heart of Texas and deliver them to you using our own warehousing and fulfillment infrastructure that we built to serve real America. All of us here at Brighteon thank you for your support. Shop our silver products at BrighteonStore.com.
Thanks for your support of this platform. Use the code BTV at checkout for additional savings. BrighteonStore.com.
Well, I don't know if you guys can feel my blood pressure or not, but my blood pressure always goes high when I begin to talk about this, because again, there, but for the grace of God would be high. My wife and I, we were at January 6th. We went there just like folks, if you'd been there, it was just mom and pop America. It was just good old boys and girls who just went to their government, were concerned about the fact that the election had been stolen. And man, did they ever turn this story upside down. So I want to show you a couple videos here in the short time we have together left. Number one, I want to show you about the murder of Roseanne Boylan. You say the murder. Yeah, the murder of Roseanne Boylan, which, of course, they covered up. And by the way, the murder of Ashley Babbitt, which we have on film, literally on film, seeing the man who actually pulled the trigger and murdered her. We have those two things on film. And yet, what do? They direct us to all of the police officers who were killed, which was zero, none. They make the whole thing up. So I want to show you a video, just about a three-minute video of the murder of Roseanne Boylan. And David, you can talk over the top of this as you're watching, although there's markings on it. Friends, Roseanne Boylan, I don't know Roseanne. She's just a God-fearing lady, shows up just like everybody else, marches down to the Capitol, and how would she ever know that just doing that simple act is going to cost her life? Go ahead and play that, Mr. Producer. They're showing the propaganda that everybody's putting out there. That's what starts with propaganda. All eyes.
Every bit of it. And here you see this crowd at the West Tunnel. And these guys are trying to defend. You see that cop just swinging that stick. That's a woman who just lost control, man. She just lost it and went ballistic on Roseanne's body. And, you know, Roseanne was unconscious at the beginning of that scene, I'm sure. And I say I'm sure. I wasn't there to check her pulse or do anything else. I'm not a medical expert. But, you know, the video shows that she was laying on the ground. And that did not stop this officer from beating on her. And you just know that when they said it was a drug overdose, that's the same coroner.
Friday, releasing video of officers being brutally beaten by Capitol rioters while trying to help someone who had collapsed.
That's a big lie.
Officers in a tunnel trying to make their way to a rioter who was later found to have died of a drug overdose.
The cops are beating the rioter.
Absolutely. Look at this.
Into the crowd, where court
spraying
documents
him.
Say he was then stripped of his gear and beaten with weapons.
They're not giving the audio.
Officer is pulled back and forth between attackers and a colleague trying to rescue
him. If they gave the audio, they'd be saying, "You effing killed her. This is on you. You did this. Why didn't you stop? We begged you to stop. You effing did this." I mean, it's a.
But folks, what you have to see here is that the narrative that the government media complex is providing for us, right?
That's right. These people are peaceful on top. They're not doing anything. They're standing around chanting, cheering.
Taking pictures.
Yeah, taking photos, man. Selfies of them on the Capitol. What a historic, patriotic day.
Really?
And watch right here. You can see her striking. And this is public video, folks. This isn't that government footage. This is stuff from people. You know, this is the real deal. People were shooting film that day.
And David, they're trying to clear out the crowd so they can get her out of there.
That's right. That was, look at the amount of spray.
Look at him. He's trying. Quit pushing.
Look at that amount of spray. And they're saying, please stop. There's someone down. That's Jake Lang saying, stop. Look at him trying to get her.
Man.
I mean, it's terrible. And, you know, the long and short of it is if any of that scene looks like a drug overdose to you, then you have issues. There's nothing about that looks like methamphetamines or Adderall or coffee. And that's what this coroner, same coroner that weighed in on the Chauvin George Floyd trial, same coroner changed the decision from that case.
So that's misprison of a felony, isn't it, David? Everybody that knows that. Now, I want to, David, do you think the elected officials know what happened here? Do you think they've seen those videos? I would say some of them have. They know exactly what happened.
I know that some of them have because I have actively shared this with them. I've gotten responses from them. I've seen this. Yes, thank you. And I'm sharing it with my friends and I've talked to people. And listen, when I meet these officials, when I meet Governor Abbott or any of these people, I tell them there were murders that happened that day. Here's the body count. Here's the name. Here's the information. Why are they not reporting these as anything other than natural causes? Look, natural cause is different than concussion grenade. You might have a heart issue. You may have heart disease, but if a concussion grenade walks along and hits you and knocks you down, it's not just natural causes, guys. That's a manner of death and a cause of death. And they have swept all that under the rug on Kevin Greeson's case. And that's one of the things. I mean, we've got Ashley in the public a little. We've got Roseanne in the public a little. We still need Kevin out there. And poor Benjamin Phillips was negligence. It failure to render aid. He laid right at the feet of the police for 15, 20 minutes. And they never would get EMTs in there. They never got medics in there. They had to carry him out on a barricade while they gave him CPR on his chest, climbed up on top of him, and carried him out there by hand because they couldn't get any help. And that was before anything happened. That was the most peaceful part. Before any of the smoke and grenades and bullets, he collapsed and they wouldn't help. And that's on them, not us. Same as Sicknick.
If they didn't cause it to happen, they let it happen.
Same as Sicknick, man. I want people to know, we had a witness at 3 o'clock, took Sicknick to the police. We had a witness at 7:30, a combat medic said, he's having a stroke, let me treat him. And then the EMTs themselves, and he was denied, by the way. And then at 10 o'clock, the EMTs get to him, 10:30, and they said they didn't know why. None of the police knew why he had collapsed. That means there's no gaping head wound. None of these guys said anything about a head injury. Even the medic at 7:30 said his face is white, his lips are blue. If he'd have seen some red, he was all into colors. Don't you think he would have said red, white, and blue? I mean, come on, people. Then they craft this big story so that 99% of the public will never support a J6er again because they think we hurt a policeman.
Okay,
That's not the truth.
So, David, here's a pastor buddy of mine, Pastor Bill. If you can pull that up at number one, Mr. Producer. I just got this video last week, David. I don't know who produced this, but my pastor buddy was arrested about 2 months ago. They came to his house 2 months ago and arrested him, just charged him for we know what, the same thing. Interrupting a business,
official
whatever. All that stuff, right? And here, lo and behold, video surfaces of Pastor Bill out in front. Just watch this, and you tell me if Pastor Bill is stirring up an insurrection. Go ahead and play that, Mr. Producer.
Looks good so far, doesn't it?
Yeah, I can't hear it or see it, Mr. Bray. Hang on. Oh, I'm sorry. Which one? Number one. I'm sorry. Number one. I'm sorry. Yeah, I was going to say you and I are looking pretty ugly here.
That's what I'm saying, man.
Folks, listen, this is my pastor friend. I know this man, all right? I know this man. And he was street preaching out in front of the event. Go ahead. And they've arrested him. Okay, go ahead, Mr. Producer. It seems a little slow.
It's just the slow-mo part.
Okay, there you go. There he
is. Please listen. I have talked to this gentleman right here. Sir, are you going to try for me?
Listen up, folks. You can't do anything in chaos. You understand this is your house? You have a job to do.
The policeman's going to try to help them get to the steps.
The one police officer right here. He is going to talk. He is talking to his leadership. What we're requesting is allow us to the steps. Allow us to the get us to the steps. For the purpose that we don't want violence. We don't want harm. We don't want destruction. And we don't want you going to jail if you don't have to.
We go to the steps?
Yeah. He's going to talk and try to get us to the steps. Sir, get us to the steps. Get us to the steps.
Please
Please lead us to the steps.
Lead us.
We can stop there, because I want to continue talking. But what happens? They get him to the steps. He takes them to the steps. We have it all on film, folks, at the end of this video. They take him to the steps. And yet the FBI took almost 2 years to watch this video to charge Pastor Bill with doing what? What was it he did? He went to the police officer. Can you get us to the steps? The police officer gets them to the steps. In fact, at the end of this video, which I don't want to take time to play right now because I want to get David back in here. At the end of it, they fist bump each other. They fist bump. Because why? The police officer understood it was the people's house. He understood it. David, stuff like this has got to get out so people can understand exactly what's going on. But you know what they're trying to do, David? You know what they're trying to do. They want $50,000 for Pastor Bill to have to defend himself, right? And it doesn't matter whether or not he's found innocent or not found innocent. They're going to try to break him financially. And not only are they going to try to break him financially, they're going to make sure, David, that you don't come back there either. They're going to do the same thing to you.
Well, this is the whole thing. It's drag you out into deep water and drown you financially, socially. The social terrorism thing is real. You know, when you get deplatformed from social media, that's one thing. But when you can't buy, sell, or trade, you can't use internet services, you can't use the same travel services, you're on the Quad S restriction. They're coming out with a new no-fly list for anyone. They're trying to make it where if you've ever been a part of any kind of political upheaval or uprising, then you can't vote, you can't run for office. You know, I mean, if you were there on January 6th, which is a million leaders and activists and people, then get ready to never be able to run for office because they got scared. But the real thing was to keep us from coming back on January 20th and saying no to Biden. They had to put the fences up. They had to have an excuse. They had to bring in the guard. They had to do all this stuff. And January 6th was like the catalyst to get everybody to say, ooh, these scary people, for the domestic violent extremist verbiage, because hate crimes never cut it, you know, white supremacists never cut it. But if you can say everybody's a threat to persons or property, like the good pastor here that's a good negotiator, that all he did was negotiate. They don't want people to negotiate. They want you to stay in your lane. They want you to shut up and sit in your place and never say anything or wake anybody else up about anything health related or money related or tax. They're just running over everyone in the country, and the sad thing is 80% of the people don't know, don't care, never will. That's why it's more important for the few of us that get this thing to be loud and proud and fight to get these people's freedom. That's literally going to be up to us. None of these politicians, brother, none of them have done anything without pressure. So think about that. And the pressure it takes for us 6 months to a year, it takes us to beat them up and beat them up and until they finally trickle out a little bit more information. Well, I tell you, we've got all the information. They want to open investigations. Just come talk to us. We're about finished with ours, but they don't want to do that. And you know, for somebody that has access to all the government footage, I can look through the database. I can tell you what I saw. I can't reproduce it. I can't show it. I can't print it. But I can tell you, nobody wants to talk about what's in there. You got people that weren't there on January 6th that don't have access to the footage that are telling you what happened on January 6th and what you'll see if you have access to the footage. I think it's a big joke that's being played on the people. I think there's a lot of provocateurs. And listen, I want to be clear. I've never condoned any of the violent things that happened on January 6th. I didn't incite any violence. I never wanted any violence to happen that day. I never witnessed anything up close and personal myself. And for the people that got out of hand, I think it needs to be really judged very critically as to if it was a defensive move or an offensive move, because they look the same. You can't come in halfway through a fight and know who started. So that's important. But I'm telling you, the knuckleheads that make us look bad, that were trying to kick open doors and pushing on cops when they shouldn't have been and busting doors open to let people in and stuff, those are the criminals. And, you know, we'll still write them letters in jail and stuff, but they make all the J6ers look really, really bad. When you got the good pastor here that's having a conversation, the cop even understands, yes, this is our house. This is your house. We get that. Let me go talk to him and see if we can get you to the stairs. And pastor said, peaceful, no jail, no harm, no damage. And you got these knuckleheads in there beating on Pelosi's door, pushing cops, shoving doors open, getting people in more trouble than they're helping because they lost their cool. And that's the kind of people that aren't representative of good J6ers. They give us all a bad name. And the less stories like that, the better. And there's really very few, you know, that people that acted badly most of, like I said, the self-defense is what people are being charged with. To have that many people around Roseanne Boylan, they're still being held in jail before their trials because they witnessed something evil by the police, and they don't want those stories getting out.
Amen. Okay, so Mr. Producer, if you can, pull up number three, Ashley Babbitt's mom. When I was in D.C. Back on a couple weeks ago, I interviewed her. And David, I want to compare and contrast something here with this young man who was tased and beaten to death down in Tennessee, right? Knoxville or Nashville, one of them, right? And what they did, they arrested six cops, charged them with second degree murder, right? And here's Ashley's mother who watched her daughter being murdered on TV and nothing come about as a result. Go ahead and play a little bit of this clip if you could, Mr. Producer.
And also when you think about the fact that the cops...
That's Ashley's mother.
And then you have people fighting off the cops. It's not a good situation where who's the antagonist here? I mean, right. How do you justify murder that day?
Right. And it's his obligation to prevent murder. And it doesn't matter if the perpetrator has a uniform on. There are at least a dozen men that have charges against them for trying to save Roseanne Boylan's life. You know, trying to unpile that pile of people. You know, Jacob Lang, Ronald McAbee. And so many others are sitting in jail because they did try to save Roseanne Boylan's life. They tried to make a hole in the crowd and resuscitate her. And in the process, had some dealings with the police that just didn't want any part of that. You know, as Lela Morris beat Roseanne Boylan, who was already bleeding from the mouth and the ears, and she continued to overhand strike her with a club until she was dead twice. And I feel like, you know, if that doesn't appall the American people, I don't know what will. And in the fact that they hide that and they show that, they don't show it and they shrink from it. You know, and like I said, we have a dozen men sitting in jail because of it. Ronald McAbee was a sheriff. He was a sheriff and he was trying to help Roseanne Boylan. He was punched right in the face by a police officer. And but he ended up being the one charged.
Okay, you can go ahead and stop that, Mr. Producer. David, you said something that was really profound. I know just a couple minutes you have to go here. I understand that. You said you can't walk up into the middle of a fight and figure out who started it. And David, without any proof, they said we started it, didn't they?
Oh, they absolutely did across the board. Listen, I have friends, you have friends that were there, people that we've known for years, people that we trust and believe in, with our families, with our children, with our lives, with, you know, trust, real trust that, you know, these are our friends and basically family. Listen, we broke the Roseanne Boylan story. You know, Philip Anderson, that was drug out of the pile by Jake Lang, was holding Roseanne's hand when he lost consciousness. At the bottom of that pile, he was right next to her. We broke the story on the trust. We had one picture in that frame with Roseanne in the corner and Philip being drug out of the crowd. The one that the government tried to, oh, this is where the police were really attacked by these violent people. But they didn't realize Roseanne was in the corner of their film down there. They didn't even know that. They didn't have the awareness of what was going on with the investigations or anything. So they kind of blew the whistle on themselves. But that's the lies. That's the way they try to handle this and control the narrative. And I hope that people are shocked and appalled at themselves for not supporting these people when they do learn the truth, and that it makes them go all out even more to do things to help write the letters, help them with their funds, help them with their families, get in the prayer group, do stuff that matters and puts points on the board, and share this information, contact your senator and stuff, wear them out on social media, and just tell the truth. That's what we're here to do, is to be the light. And listen, I'm all for that. It's going to get a lot of sin, a lot of trouble, but you know, we really need to save our country, brother, and to get past, this is a hump in the road we'll never get over if we don't get this right and explain it to people. Look, I don't want to live the rest of my life with people thinking we did something bad. And those people don't need to live the rest of their life thinking we did something bad. So there's got to be that thing for both sides to come together and say, hey, it's the government that's shaking the jar with the red and the black ants. We're just the red and the black ants. So, you know, it's kind of where we are.
Amen. StopHate.com. David, if you can, people watching right now, what can they do, David? What can they do? Mr. Producer, if you could, throw the website back up there, stophate.com.
Yeah, just, you know, support our team. We do a lot for these people, and it's out of the goodness of our hearts most of the time. We don't have a lot of funding or support. If you want to support the team, it's stophate.com/support. We appreciate that. But the J6 calls to action are so important right now for these people, for their families. They are 2 years plus in. It's a long and lonely road. They feel forgotten. They feel like the guys from Vietnam, you know, when they came home, all the lies. And, you know, these guys didn't do bad things. They're good people. Just, you know, I heard the best analogy yesterday from Maccabee's wife, actually. And she, Sarah, she said, if you went to church and just picked aisle number 9, that's the kind of guys that are in prison right now. It's the fireman, it's the vet, it's the teacher, it's the garbage man, it's the regular cross cut of an American church. These are Christian people, they're veterans and LEOs. If you can't see the writing on the wall with what the government's trying to label, then you have bigger issues we need to talk about sometime. But literally the calls to action are right there on /J6 for people to really plug in. And, you know, shoot us an email, contact us if you can help in other ways, and we'd be glad to direct you to other programs that you might want to be a participant. If you know J6ers, I think the most important message, if you know somebody affected, have them reach out to us. You know, we've got support groups. We've got a lot of different ways that we can help them and their families, and we don't need any more. We've had 5 suicides, 6 suicides of people, not including the 4 police. And these are people outside the prison system that don't know there's a support network for them. So help us reach these people. There's 900 plus that we have not met. So we really need to stand together and put light on this whole situation. Coach, God bless you for having me on here today, brother.
Yeah, thanks for joining us, David. And just a tip of the cap, man, that when I first connected with you 1.5 years ago, the time and effort and energy that you have put into this thing. And I just say the same thing over to everybody I talk to. I said, what if it was you? What if it was me? What if you had just shown up and just gone to the D.C. because you wanted to see D.C.? You'd never been there and you wanted to go be part of it. And the next thing you know, you're up at this Capitol and you're in the building and they wave you in the building and boom, then your life blows up. So, David, you guys deserve more than a tip of the cap and appreciate all you've done. I'll let you go, brother. I know you got something else you got to run to, and we'll be in touch. Thanks for all you do. All right, buddy. God bless. God bless. So, folks, I like to tell everybody it's the only insurrection in the world where armed insurrection, where not one person was charged with a weapons violation. They didn't charge anybody with a weapons violation on this armed insurrection because people were carrying flags, Bibles, bullhorns, American flags. Boy, have they ever told us a lie. And I'm going to continue to speak the truth about this until those of us who really can make a difference wake up and understand what's happened to us. God bless David Summerall, stophate.com. Great job, Mr. Producer. Folks, we'll see y'all next week.